Harper Audio presents Cinderella Ate My Daughter, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the New Girly Girl Culture by Peggy Orenstein. This is the author. Chapter 1. Why I Hoped for a Boy. Here is my dirty little secret. As a journalist, I have spent nearly two decades writing about girls, thinking about girls, talking about how girls should be raised. Yet when I finally got pregnant myself, I was terrified at the thought of having a daughter. While my friends, especially those who'd already had sons, braced themselves against disappointment should the delivery room doc announce, "It's a boy," I felt like the perpetual backseat driver who freezes when handed the wheel. I was supposed to be an expert on girls' behavior. I had spouted off about it everywhere, from the New York Times to the Los Angeles Times, from the Today Show to Fox TV. I had been on NPR repeatedly. And that was the problem. What if, after all that, I was not up to the challenge myself? What if I couldn't raise the ideal daughter? With a boy, I figured, I would be off the hook. And truly, I thought having a son was a done deal. A few years before my daughter was born, I had read about some British guy who discovered that two-thirds of couples in which the husband was 5 or more years older than the wife had a boy as their first child. Bingo. My husband Stephen is nearly a decade older than I am, so clearly I was covered. Then I saw the incontrovertible proof on the sonogram, or what they said was incontrovertible proof. To me, it looked indistinguishable from, say, a nose. And I suddenly realized I had wanted a girl, desperately, passionately, all along. I had just been afraid to admit it. But I still fretted over how I would.